Welcome to I Bet, where we have solution-based conversation about everything dealing with life. We come from a wellness perspective where we keep an open mind to all sides, but we recognize we won't get anywhere unless we find solutions. We are here to laugh, cry, reflect, and grow. So join in the conversation. Curiosity is welcome, understanding is mandatory, and bravery is always key. Hello and welcome back. I know it has been a while since I have posted an episode, but life has been lifing and I had to do a lot of self-care and a lot of reflection. And so today's episode is a very unique one because it was not meant to be an episode. I started out making a voice memo of what I wanted to talk about. And then as I was talking, I felt like what I actually said was the episode. So I do hope that this moment of complete vulnerability and transparency is able to resonate with you. Don't mind the beginning. I was pouring me some water and some wine. So that is why you hear some little footsteps in the background. And yeah, it was a lot going on, but I do hope again that you enjoy this episode. Let me know your thoughts and hit me up. Enjoy. Since the last episode I had posted, so much has happened. I've moved, finally was able to get a new car, had some phenomenal opportunities with my business. And then those opportunities are taking significantly longer than expected. I've ran into obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. Still haven't had the best luck with finding the right furniture. And most of all, two people in my family have transitioned, one of which was the pivotal reason I reconnected with my mom's side. These past 4 months it has felt as hard for me as it was after my mother transitioned, and I am tired. I'm tired. That's it. That's the post, JK. But seriously, I do believe there's a solution for everything. It's just sometimes that solution isn't one that we want. Or sometimes the solution isn't coming to us immediately. Or the solution we did think was a solution, it's not quite working. So you got to keep going and keep trying. And that's exhausting. It's exhausting, especially when you know you have a support system, you know you have people there, you have a spiritual life, you utilized every single tool you have fallen back on, and it still does not feel like anything is shaking. That is hard. And at that point, there's no motivational speaker, scripture, prayer, chant, friend, or advice that can change how you feel, because no matter what is said, it's still not changing the physical reality of what's going on. So what do? You just keep going. That's it. You just keep going. I remember when it was probably a week after we buried my mother, and we're still trying to figure out stuff with life insurance and her pension because she's my stepfather's caregiver. And so we're having to, you know, take care of the medical stuff with him, but also my younger brother was in high school.
So, you know, and it was the holidays, so stuff was closed. It was just, yeah, it was a lot. So a week after her service, things, you know, of course, were back open. And I was just sitting there, and I'm like, what in the heck is going on? I have no clue what I'm doing. I don't feel like I'm able to grieve or mourn because I'm having to still keep going because there's all the stuff that needs to be taken care of. And I've never done this before, no matter how much schooling I have or whatever. I've never done this before. What do I do? And at that time, it didn't feel like I was getting a clear answer. It didn't feel like I was getting clear guidance. So what did I do? I just kept going. I literally did the one thing that is natural to me, and that is walking. I just walked through the situations. I had to go one step at a time. If I felt overwhelmed, I had to stop and pull back. If I needed to cry, I finally allowed myself to cry. Because I felt like when I went back to work, you know, I'm in meetings. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I don't have the time to step away and bawl my eyes out. But I had to get to that point where it's like, no, you need to excuse yourself. And so I say that story to say, sometimes the answer is just keep going. Sometimes you just have to, I don't want to say go in autopilot, because going in autopilot can really spiral into becoming numb from reality. So I don't want to say autopilot, but it's making a conscious decision almost every day when you get up and say, okay, what am I going to focus on? What am I going to do? How do I keep going? And once you do that, follow what you say. So if all you're going to focus on is trying not to cry while you're on the phone, then that's your intention for the day. If all you want to focus on is I'm going to submit job applications, then let that be what you focus on. And if submitting multiple applications becomes so overwhelming at that thought, then just say, you know what? My goal is to just submit one. Even if it's one of those easy apply situations, a lot of job postings, they'll have an easy apply where your resume is already uploaded and stuff, and you just click easy apply and it'll go through. Let that be your next step. Whatever it is, just take one step at a time. I know there's this analogy where it's saying, eat the elephant one bite at a time. I think that's a very violent analogy. And I think we need to figure out other analogies that aren't harming, that don't harm animals or people. Like, rock-a-bye baby, like, what? I mean, I know it was based off of an indigenous culture where they actually did keep kids in the tree, but I think it was and don't quote me on this, I do think it's more of a insult because they're talking about the baby falling out and basically tumbling to its death, and that's why it's not crying anymore. Anyways, that was a tangent, dude. Anyways, I think when it comes to big scenarios, I am a huge big picture person. If someone tells me, oh yeah, you know, I'm really good at knitting and I love knitting clothes, I am already thinking about their clothing company and the different types of fashions from them knitting and how we can start setting up their LLC so that they can start, you know, claiming their yarn and stuff as business. Like, when I say big picture, I'm always big picture, always. The hard part of being a big picture person is you still have to get to that big picture. Like, all of the beautiful masterpieces that we have seen in art throughout the world and throughout time, it took time to make those. When we think of the biggest wonders of the world, the pyramids, the Great Wall of China, like, it took so long to build those. But yet those things still withstand everything that the earth goes through to this day. And so I had to get to the realization, like, the big picture is going to happen. It's not like it's not going to happen, but we really have to focus on the building, like the building blocks. We have to focus on building the house one brick at a time. We have to focus on building the pyramid one block at a time, one brick at a time. Like, you have to, once you have the concept or the big idea in your head, you have to start planning. And then once you start planning, after you're done planning, you have to start doing. And what makes moments of growth, of evolution so difficult, and what makes being a dreamer so difficult is sometimes it feels like the building part takes forever. Takes forever. Like, and then what doesn't help is when you see other people, you know, other people thriving, and it just feels like, dang, stuff is happening for them quickly. But you don't see the behind the scenes. You don't know, like, I hope I say her name right. Y'all, please don't drag me. Do not drag me for possibly saying her name wrong. I recognize I might say it wrong. But Victoria Monet, anyways, that this is not the time to sing. But with Victoria Monet, she has said she's been in the industry for 15 years. 15 years. 15 years. And we're just now seeing how amazing she is. But she's already known how amazing she is for 15 years. That is a difficult realization. When you know how dope you are and you're working and you're working and you're trying and you're doing and you're moving and all of this stuff. And it's like, why is it that other people are not seeing what I'm seeing in myself? Or people do see what I see in myself, but they're not investing in it. Or they say they're gonna invest in it and they never follow up. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have dealt with that, especially if you are an entrepreneur or you're just someone who is very goal-oriented. And so the building of whatever dream you know to be true, that, whew, the weight, oh my gosh, that part is hard. That part is hard. And so going back to the initial statement of this whole situation, of this whole episode, it's sometimes the solution is just take one step at a time. Just go. Sometimes the solution is don't focus on all the big stuff, because it starts to become overwhelming and you get stuck in this loop of thinking about it over and over and over. And you're trying to find a solution, but the solutions that you're thinking of are the same solutions that you've been thinking of, so it's not changing anything. Sometimes it's, you know what, I'm gonna take a nap. Or I'm gonna go for a walk. Or I'm just gonna scroll on social media for a little bit. I know people say it's doom scrolling, but if you're someone who has curated your timeline to uplift you, then utilizing social media as a stress reliever absolutely is very smart. Absolutely. So this was a very random moment. I had no intention of actually recording all of this, but I do believe that, you know, when you feel like you have to say something and you record it, whatever comes out may bless you and others. So I hope that this blesses you. I know this is a very short episode, but keep going. Just keep going. One step at a time. And sometimes, in some days, you're like, I don't think I can take a step today. And that's okay. That is okay. But keep going. You're closer. You're so much closer. Oh my goodness, you are so much closer. It does not feel like it right now. It does not seem like it. You can't see it at all. And for some of you, you're just like, not only am I not closer, I'm in a worse situation than I was before. Still keep going. Still keep going. Still keep pushing. Still keep taking the next step. You will get out of your situation. You will seek improvement. You will get whatever it is you're working toward. Just keep going. I'm Janessa Siegel, your financial counselor, financial healer. And I hope that this has blessed you as it has blessed me. So remember, consistency is key and change takes time. Stay smart, stay healthy, and stay financially well.
Join in the conversation. If you would like to give input on what was discussed today, ask questions, bring up a topic, or schedule an appointment with Janessa, let us know. Send us an email at janessa@mywealthywellness.com.